Hey guys, welcome back to Vertical Momentum. I am your host, Richard Kaufman. Guys, this is going to be an amazing, amazing conversation with my friend, Big Country Brian. Guys, are you in the game or are you out of the game? Are you guys competing every day or are you letting the competition roll over you? We're going to be talking to Brian, gold winner, amazing veteran, changing people, motivational speaker, changing the game. So definitely listen to this. Make sure you subscribe, leave a comment. So, because this is going to be a life-changing conversation. Brian, my brother, what is going on?
What's up, brother? Thank you for having me on, man. This is really awesome.
Oh man, it's my honor. I know you got a lot going on. You just came back from kicking ass, and you're about to start kicking ass again. So I just want to say thank you for taking the time to come today. First of all, what is your definition of resilience?
Man, just never, you know, from literal experience, you know, never quitting, always fighting through the pain and not letting life's negative moments not only ruin our day, but not letting life's negative moments ruin our life, to just push past that with every ounce of energy we got.
Now, you know, we've known each other, I think, a couple of years now, and you inspire me. You know, a lot of people don't know, if they just see your picture, they just see you from the waist up, but they don't realize what's from the waist down. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But I just want to say once again, thank you. You've been a great friend all these years, and I just wanted to say I truly appreciate your friendship. So talk to us a little bit about where you come from. Where'd you grow up? What kind of little kid was Big Country when you were small country?
That's the first anybody's ever put it like that. I'm originally from Malden, South Carolina.
Gamecocks or Clemson?
Clemson.
All right, guys, we got to go. It's been a great show.
Grew up in Malden, South Carolina. You know, shoot, man, just like every other kid in the 80s, man, outside playing in the woods, playing in the streets, you know, not really paying any attention to video games. I mean, even when, like, Nintendo first came out, man, we really didn't care, man. We wanted to go outside. grew up the first 12 years with my grandfather, who was a retired Navy veteran and a retired school teacher. Then I moved in with my dad at 13, played basketball all my life, and moved up to North Carolina in 98 with my aunt. She needed a little bit of help around here, so come up here to help her for a little bit, and this is where I call home, right here in Mount Holly, North Carolina. Actually gave up a four-year scholarship to David Lipscomb University to join the military. That was my first dream job. Always wanted to be a soldier, man. Even though my grandpa tried to push me to the Navy, you know, always wanted to be a soldier. And
so talk to us about, because I love to hear everybody's recruiting story, and it sounds to me like you recruited yourself, so it wasn't a hard sell. So talk to us about your recruiting story, what job you took, and why.
There's not really much of a recruiting story, man. I always loved playing in the woods and stuff like that, man. And as growing up, I was always bigger than everybody else. So I didn't want to put my big tail on those little bitty beds on the boat. I chose to be a power generator mechanic, something that was widely used all over the Army, something that I could use on the outside as well. Always been tinkering with cars and messing with engines and stuff like that. Wanted to get into something a little bit serious. So that's, you know, the reason why we took that job. Of course, we got to do a multitude. Everybody knows you wear multiple hats in the military. Just because you pick one job doesn't mean that that's all you're ever going to do. You wear 50,000 different hats in there, so.
Now, I think that's great forward thinking, because for me, when I joined, I never thought about what I was going to do when I got out. So I became a tanker. And
right on.
not many tanker jobs when you get out. But I think that was really smart of you to figure out, all right, I'm eventually going to get out, and at least I'll have a skill. So I thought that's pretty smart. So did you immediately take to the military?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was, you know, before I even got in, I was one of the few, I did ROTC. My first year ROTC at Brooklyn Case High School in South Carolina, made it all the way up to platoon sergeant, got a medal from the governor of leadership, made command sergeant major the entire school the following year. You know, my sergeant major, my lieutenant colonel pulled me in the office and was like, yo, you know, nobody's ever done this before. You know, you got a real knack for this. You know, I went to the little mini camps during spring break when everybody else was having fun, man. I was out at, you know, the little mini camps, and I knew my rank. I knew my general orders. You know, I knew what I was getting into for the most part. I mean, of course, there's always surprises that you don't know about, but, you know, going through that type of stuff through school and whatnot, it just, I mean, we already knew.
All right. So now, like, when I went to basic, I was known for the wrong reasons. I went to basic with long blonde hair, earrings. So when I got there, I stood out. My hair eventually turned orange, so they called me red all through basic. So I got picked on all through basic. So what was it like being one of the biggest guys going through basic? You couldn't exactly hide. So what was
it? No, there was no hiding. You got signaled out a lot. Now, I wasn't very big. I mean, I was tall and skinny. But, you know, you stood above the rest. And whenever the drill sergeants were sitting there hollering at everybody, it felt like they were always looking at you. Because, you know, your head pops over everybody else, and it's like, squeeze down here a little bit. it did end up being a platoon guide there for a while. You know, so I got to show my leadership experience and stuff. You know, they always wanted multiple people to have platoon guide experience, or at least the ones that they seem to feel that are there for the job and not just, hey, this is a way out of life, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Okay, so now when you got on active duty, you know, when you got it to your station and you started getting into, you know, the daily routines of being a soldier, for me, I was into health and fitness back then. So when everybody else was drinking beer, or they were drinking, you know, they were partying, I'm taking creatine, I'm taking protein powders, I'm reading Muscle Magazine, and they're reading other stuff. I can't say what it is. But that was my thing. Did you start getting into health and fitness during your military service?
During the service, yeah. Right off the bat, no. I did my first year in the service. So I got out of basic and AIT 2 weeks before Christmas of 06. I did 2007 in reserves here in Charlotte, and then 2008 I went active duty, went straight to Germany. Actually, they actually gave me Germany. That's where I wanted to go. Not at first, man. I mean, it was, you know, new country. You know, you're traveling around, you're trying and tasting different things. Right as I got to Fort Lee, Virginia, that's where the fitness part took over. That's where I hit my first big push forward in the military. Went to Fort Bragg for WLC, was given a bunch of military classes and stuff like that, man. That's where I really, really jerked a knot in my butt and said, okay, this is where we push forward. And PT became really, really easy. I wasn't a big runner, but when it came to your strength training and conditioning training and stuff like that, man, it was just, I was beasting it. In the gym, all the time and whatnot, started getting big and whatnot. So the fitness part really hit whenever I got to Fort Lee. Of course, everybody goes to the gym whenever you're deployed. So that's like a must.
Obviously you've done a couple deployments. You did a lot of stuff, but you know, also like I mentioned earlier, people only see you from the neck up, but they don't see you from the top down. Right. So please talk to us about your journey.
So January 7th, 2014, I was stationed in Fort Riley. Was going to get my guys some lunch. And if anybody knows anything about Fort Riley, Trooper Drive going down towards the commissary PX and stuff. There's a really big ravine that sits off to the right. And I hit black ice and ran off that ravine, you know, going to get my guys some lunch. And took my left leg above the knee and really screwed up my right leg from the kneecap down to the ankle. I got 30 screws, four plates, and a 10-inch rod on my right side. Can't feel my foot, so it's pretty much like having a BK on that side. They sent me to KU Med to get surgeries and stuff done, and just kind of sat there for, you know, a couple of months. And on my birthday, March 17th, 2014, they sent me down to the Audie Murphy VA down in San Antonio, where I spent all the way up until the middle of September, and came out, had another knee surgery, went right back into another facility to get rehab, and came out about mid-January 2015. So I pretty much spent a whole year in the hospital, except for maybe like 2 weeks. You know, did some time at the CFI, the Center for the Intrepid, on Fort Sam Houston, and you know, they'd already started my bed board before I even got out of the hospital. So the therapy and stuff like that was really crappy. Nobody really wanted to take a lot of time to look at things and the mechanics of how I'm working and stuff. So about 90% of what I've done on my own. When you got a therapist just telling you to go upstairs and walk, I mean, there's not really much going to be done. You know, these are the guys, you know, the doctors and stuff down there are telling me, oh, well, you're just not ever going to really walk again, man. You know, gained a lot of weight, ended up getting over 400 pounds because I was active. I wasn't out there running. I wasn't out there doing PT, you know, just eating whatever the hell I wanted to eat. I was like, well, if I'm going to enjoy something in life, it's going to be food. At least it's something I can do. Man, by the time we got home, October 2015, man, the first few years was really, really tough. You know, having to be dependent on people whenever it comes to living, watching people come in and out of your life that you think cares about you. You know, 2019 was and 2020 was like two really hard years for me. You know, had an ex, you know, swindle money from the account to move to another state, and, you know, had best friends of 20 plus years, you know, stealing stuff out of your house that you're not even aware of because you're still, you know, not that really that coherent with what's going on. And, you know, 2020 went into a big depression, man. The biggest depression of my life.
I want to hop back real quick. First of all, I want to say, you know, when I got promoted to NCO, I really took the NCO creed to heart. I always put my guys first, and I was always last. And I'm still that way today. Even I won't even eat dinner until my wife is eating. So I still take that. So I want to say, you know, thank you for being that NCO. That's why when you see me, I'm writing stuff down, because if I don't write it down, I'm not going to remember.
Right on.
But I want to hop back, you know, because once we get, like, Sergeant Nick from our group says, you know, once you step off base, the military doesn't give a shit about you. Your phone stops ringing. You lose the camaraderie. You lose your career. And now you pretty much have no mission. So was that kind of like what your transition was like?
Absolutely. I mean, you have a few people that check on you from time to time at first. But yeah, I mean, he couldn't hit that more on the nose. Your phone goes quiet finally. Yeah, no more calls from Private Joe. Hey, sorry, I kind of crashed my car from drinking last night or something. I mean, you know, it is, man. It's, you know, your purpose is gone too. You know, you got to find something. Being retired that early on in life, man, it's hard.
You know, and like when I got hurt, I would have done 30, but I only got to do 23 because the military said you can't see, you can't shoot, we don't need you. Yeah. But sitting in that warrior transition unit for a year and a half, you know, like a lot of people played cards. They did, you know, they did all these things. For me, I wanted to personal development, and I wanted to start improving my brain. So what was going through, I don't know what they called it when you went through, but what was it like going through sitting in the hospital by yourself, a lot of time alone in your own head, which is probably a scary place to be. So what was that year and a half like going through that? And a lot of it going through that alone.
You know, man, honestly, that part wasn't that bad. I got a lot of support from the people from the Audie Murphy VA. That's where I spent most of my time at. So I had some therapists and stuff in there. I'm not going to go into detail, man, but home life wasn't that great. You know, my wife at the time was already cheating and whatnot. So that part really wasn't that bad, man. It was the aftermath. It was after getting out and after getting away from everything that, you know, everything really sunk in.
All right. So now before, because I always love the comeback story. Before we go on, I want to thank our sponsors. As you guys know, I was in the health and fitness industry for over 30 years. And I've drinking every energy drink on the planet. And I choose one. And it's by my friend Jason Lane Curtis of Bonvera. It's this energy drink. It's called Physics Zero. It tastes like Sprite. I don't know if I can say that, but it's great energy. Great energy, no crash, no sugar. And it's the only drink that I will drink today. So if you guys love energy drinks, definitely check out Physics Zero. I know that they are sponsoring you, correct?
Yes, Jason's doing a thing. Shoot him a little promo code, BigCountry25, and let him know that's how, you know, they know that you've heard it from us. And he does like a little $5 donation towards my competition fees and stuff like that for next year. For every case.
So Jason Lane Curtis, Physics Zero. Guys, if you love energy drinks, make sure you pick it up. Second person I want to thank is Mr. Robert Garcia, the warrior strategist. Without him, this show, I would not have this show. Without him, I would not be able to do what I'm doing today, having Brian on, you know, having people like David Meltzer on, John Lee Dumas. It's all because of Robert Garcia. So, guys, if you are a veteran, and even if you're not a veteran, and you want to find out how to become an expert or celebrity in your field, look up Robert Garcia, the Warrior Strategist. And he also has a great product called Design Your Paycheck. He will teach you actually how to start and run a profitable business. So I just want to give big shout outs to Robert Garcia because he actually set this video, you know, set this interview up. So Robert, love you, brother. Thank you. So now, talk to us, because a lot of people would think, wait a minute, you lose the use of your legs, my life is over. I'm not going to compete. I'm just going to start feeling sorry for myself. Just like me, when I lost my vision, I could have just rolled over and said, you know what, I'm just going to lay in bed and not do anything in life. So what was your come to Jesus moment?
It was October 1st, 2020. You know, I was in that moment. I was, you know, the last few months of 2020 was in that, you know, this is it. You know, I can't keep friends. You know, family doesn't want to be around. You know, and I sit there and I got really pissed off at myself. I was like, you know what? This is my fault. This is my fault for not trying harder. First thing I want to do was to prove the doctor's wrong. I was like, there's got to be some way, somehow that I could stand up and take some steps. So that's exactly what I've done here in this house. Rolled over to the little top bar in my kitchen and pulled myself up and just used the walls, man. Was just using the walls to bounce myself off of. I fell a lot, but it taught me the balance that I needed to learn. It taught me how to use this right side to be able to walk again. And it didn't take me that long. I was just that determined. From the time I got up, we tried for a little bit, sit down and rest and do those routines to where on my son's 20th birthday, I rolled into the dining room, slipped my leg on, jumped up, and we'll come walking around the corner. And he was the first person to see me up on my feet and walking around. So that'll always be a special moment between me and my son.
Now, a lot of people, once they start realizing, I need to change, I'm doing something and the something that I'm doing is not working anymore. And a lot of people don't realize that, you have to clear the wreckage of the past before you can start moving on to the future. So what was that like? What were some of the first steps? Because, the body will go wherever the mind tells it to go. So obviously you had to start upgrading your mindset. So what were some of the initial steps that you took in changing your mindset?
Well, actually, you started taking my own advice from a lot of the motivational speaking that I was doing a couple of years beforehand. I walked in the bathroom and looked at myself. I was like, dude, you're a badass. You got this. It was to the point to where it was, I don't really care what anybody else has got to say about it anymore. I don't care what, the little snickers that I hear about me being in my chair or about me being overweight or whatever the case was. A lot of people let other people's opinions influence their lifestyle. And, let me try to phrase this the right way. You can live your own life and not be an asshole. But then again, let me rephrase that. The only people's opinions that matter should be your significant other and your kids. As long as they have your back and they have your support like mine has mine, then who cares what anybody else has got to say? I don't mean to say that in an assholeish way, but, I don't. What people used to have to say and the way they thought about me doesn't matter anymore. I'm trying to show my children, all six of them, that it doesn't matter what's put in front of you in life. If you dig down deep and you love yourself, and you respect yourself, and you push as hard as you can push, you can achieve your dreams. I'm achieving my second dream now, being a professional para-athlete. I mean, I'm having a blast. But it doesn't matter what other people think about me, as long as I'm helping others in the process and trying to inspire others to get up off their butt and do something instead of sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, then that's the gold medal for me. Yes, it's awesome to go out here and compete and win these gold medals and stuff like that. But I want to be able to show people and give people that glimpse of hope that I've had, that it's us. We have to be responsible for it ourselves. And once you get to that point where you're working hard and other people see how hard you're working, then you start surrounding yourself with people who actually want to see your dreams come true. That's where you find your battle buddies, your real friends and stuff like that. Everybody has bad moments in life. Everybody's done something stupid in life. It's our responsibility to stand back up and take control of that and to push forward.
And one thing, I've done over 500 interviews. I've had Purple Heart recipients, gold medal winners, all kinds of athletes. And a lot of them, they tell me, you know, Rich, you know, I got the gold medal, but after I won it, it was the process that I missed the most. I don't really care about the gold medal that much. It was the process. And a lot of people, you know, don't realize that in life, you know, today is the only day that we have. You know, yesterday does not exist. Tomorrow does not exist. Yep. So enjoy the process and it being hyper, you know, hyper vigilant about today. So talk to us about enjoying the process. And, you know, like for me, like when I started bodybuilding years ago, I would love every set, every rep, I would look forward to every meal, every pre-workout, you know, I actually enjoyed the process. So talk to us about, you know, winning the gold, but also enjoying the process along the way.
Sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger there for a minute, man. I love watching his videos. He's got a lot of good motivational stuff in there about stuff. You know, the process is fun, man. Just like you in the gym, working out, going in and digging in, and over a period of time, seeing the changes, arms getting bigger, traps getting bigger, chest getting bigger, you're getting stronger. The other day was my first day back in the gym. I felt like I could lift the whole damn building. And, you know, then it's the people that come in behind you. It's like you were talking a few minutes ago about Robert Garcia. You know, he's been following me here for a little bit. He's helped me out with quite a few things and been an absolutely amazing man, along with Justin Myers and
Gus. Savage Shakers, baby. Savage Shakers.
Yep. Savage Shakers and Signs by Veterans is our newest sponsor. They've done some amazing things so far. American Bears Apparel, Physic Zero, 1776 Sports Nutrition. It's actually putting together this team and the team being there to support you through this process too. And it pumps me up even more, you know, to have that, to see the people that actually have been watching you over a period of time and seeing the progress that you've made. Now it's, you know, not only are you just representing yourself, but you're representing these amazing companies and just beasting it out, man. I think having the people back me up right before I left to go out to Arizona, man, just made it that much more easier for me. And it's going to be the same way when we head out to Florida next month for the Warrior Games. There's a big ticket being talked about right now. Me and Planet Fitness is actually fixing to go into a contract. So we got a big franchise fixing to step up to come behind us. Justin's going to be my manager on that, and Robert's going to be handling my PR and everything. So I got some amazing men behind me on this, man, so that way we can get to wear the colors again.
Yep, and I just wanted to say real quick, because I'm one of the board of directors of Savage Shakers. We're coming out with some hot items. If you guys love shaker cups, everybody, like for me, I got a shaker cup for my protein. I got one for my BCAAs, one for my pre-workout. And the ones that we're coming out with, they're dishwasher safe. They hold everything. They're amazing. They have some cool sayings on them. And we're also, because I don't know if you've ever gone through this, you lose those little shaker balls.
Yeah. You
know? And what we're actually doing, we're actually making 3 and 5, and we're actually selling them separately. So you'll never have to go without one of those shaker balls again. And a portion of everything that Savage Shaker does goes back to helping veterans. And we are a veteran owned company. So also, if you're, if you love the color pink, if you have anybody that's struggling with, breast cancer, we have a special shaker for breast cancer, and proceeds go to help women struggling with breast cancer. So I just wanted to put that out there. Since you brought it up, I had to.
Well, I mean, y'all are doing some great stuff. The shakers are just epic, man. You know, nobody else is doing that out there. And it's just like, it's like, hell, I was telling my wife the other day, I got to get me a little shelf to put right up underneath my, my supplements and stuff like that. So I can start doing my little collections.
All right. Now, cause like, I'm a big sport. Like I said, I'm a big supplement geek. I ran a GNC for over 30 years. So talk to us about, you know, cause we're not 20 years old anymore. No. You know, so, and obviously you want to stay in shape, but you also want to stay alive. You got 6 kids, you got a beautiful bride. You want to live a great life. So what kind of supplements do you take to not only get bigger and stronger, but to stay healthy?
Well, everything I take comes from 1776 Sports Nutrition. I linked up with Kevin and them over there because they're still a fairly new company and whatnot. I linked up with them because of how they're doing their ingredients to their supplements. You know, their pre-workout, the AT4. Have you ever seen a pre-workout with a multivitamin in it? Seriously?
No.
Well, that's exactly what AT4 is. They've gone through the process to take out a lot of the stuff that actually strains your body. I know everybody loves pre-workout, but it does put a strain on your heart, your body. Blood pressure goes up. The way they've done theirs, it doesn't do that. It still gives you that energy. It doesn't have a lot of caffeine in it, but the multivitamin and the ingredients that they put in there still gives you that little energy boost, and your body's actually getting the vitamins and nutrients in it that it should be. Kind of like with what Jason's done with Physics Zero. He's took out all that crap from all these other companies and re-finagled his formula to make it to where it actually helps the body instead of destroys it in the process. You know, I do their pre-workout. I do their ECAAs during my workout. I will take a shaker bottle and have it with me in the gym. They got a nice little multivitamin. Just come out with some awesome creatine. I don't go really heavy on a lot of supplements. Take a little bit of protein powder, but the only time I really do my protein shakes is when I don't have the time to cook or meal prep. I want most of my protein and stuff like that to come from my food sources. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Oh, I'm just, okay, I'm going to fit in 4 double scoops of protein shakes in a day, and that's 200 grams of protein right there, but you're still not getting the rest of what you should be, the nutrients like you do from your food. That's why I eat 6 times a day. That's why I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can start eating. So that way we're not having to shove it in, you know, and feel bloated all day long. The nutrition part of it, man, it's everybody's different. Everybody's body works a different way. Yeah. We can take the basics to everybody, but it has to be recalculated as we see how, you know, people's bodies acts differently towards carbs. Some people blow up when they eat carbs. Some people don't.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the body, man. But me, we've almost got it down to a science to where we just keep getting bigger and stronger. Watching our heart stuff. I mean, now that we're in our 40s, having the doctors keep an eye on things, especially seeing how we go and we exert ourselves, you know, 5 to 6 days a week.
Now, for me, you know, carbs are my enemy. I can look at a slice of pizza and put on 5 pounds as I get older. I'm 53 now, so I got to really watch out for my carbs. You know, I still have a cheat day. Once a week, sometimes twice a week. But first of all, I want to talk about, you know, I'm a big personal development guy. I have a lot of friends that are in personal development, like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, people like that. And like Mr. James Clear wrote a book called Atomic Habits. And he talks about how 40% of your day is just your habits. So even if you just change 1% a day at the end of a year, you're a totally different person. But if, like I've been told that what you do right before you go to bed and what you do when you wake up in the morning will define how your day goes. So talk to us what a day in the life of Big Country is like. When you wake up in the morning, what is your routine and what is your evening routine?
Waking up, like I said, I'm up about 3 o'clock in the morning. I chug a bottle of water, get those organs, you know, going, waking everything up. I have a thing what I call Big Country's concoction. It's one measurement. It's a quarter cup. So you take a scoop of protein powder, quarter cup of 2% milk, quarter cup of oats, and a quarter cup of non-fat Greek yogurt. You actually make that the night before you go to bed. Stir it up, leave it sit in there. When you wake up, when you're drinking that bottle of water, eat that. It's a good source of protein, good source of the carbs, and some of your essential fats to go ahead and get that in the body as well. Get that body in that fat burning process. And then about 45, 50 minutes later, I'm eating my first meal, which usually consists of anywhere between a half a dozen to about 8 eggs, mostly egg whites except for 2. Get that in, same meal a couple hours later, and then we're in the gym about 2 to 3 hours after that. Go in there, weight train for a couple hours to get a little bit of cardio in. Depending on what the day has, you know, with either kids' doctor's appointments or whatnot, is how the rest of it goes, and how we flex, you know, practice and stuff. Like I just got back from practice with my thrown coach, Adrian Wilson, yesterday. She's a 5-time world women's champion in the Highlander Games and one of the biggest para sports coaches out there. She's definitely amazing. But then we just, you know, we slide the throwing in, you know, either one of my sons will come out with me during the day, or, you know, we definitely get out on the weekends when the wife's home, get up and go throw. But we do our meals for the rest of the day usually consist of about 12 ounces of ground turkey with a cup of jasmine rice. We do that about 2 times. And then we kind of try to leave supper up to the kids. We hear what they want, then we turn around and we make it healthy. So if they want, you know, if they want barbecue chicken, you know, for the night, then we'll go grill some chicken or something, man. We try not to make everything, you know, strict for them to eat. You know, we have to take the kids' consideration and stuff, man. We have our cheat meals. We don't have a cheat day. We have cheat meals. We do those twice a week. And it's good to do that. It keeps your body guessing. I don't do cheat days because that's really throwing your body into overload of, oh, holy crap, I've been eating shit all day long. And a lot of unnecessary calories out of that, man. So me and the wife, we'll pick a date night to go out somewhere and eat a meal and whatnot. And then we'll do one with the kids. We'll have like a pizza night or something like that. Little family night. But that's about it, man, until it's time to go leave compete. Like I'll be flying out on the 16th of August. So, you know, we'll get things straightened up and whatnot around here for, you know, the wife and the kids and stuff. And then we'll be packed up. We'll be gone through the 29th. So we'll be gone for about 13 days this time around. So,
but now a lot of people, you know, they'll get in the gym, you know, they'll work out, you know, they'll do everything, you know, but they don't realize how important recovery is. You know, they don't understand how important sleep is.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, for me, I've realized that, you know, the quality of my life equals the quality of my sleep. And, you know, so talk to us a little bit about what your preparation is getting ready for bed. Because that's when you actually grow. That's when you actually recover, is when you're at rest. So talk about how important recovery is and how do you recover?
It is. About an hour before I go to bed, I'll fix one of my protein shakes. And I'm not just saying, hey, let's go dump some powder and drink some milk. We throw some fruits and some greens and stuff that in there to help antioxidants. And we'll drink that about an hour before bed. So that way the body has a little bit of time to digest it before bed. But by the time we're laying down and we're sleeping, it's good to have that protein source and stuff like that within your body. Like you said, that's one of the biggest times that we grow. You know, our body's feeding off that protein and whatnot. I have to at least get 6 hours of sleep. I have to. Even if I wake up, you know, I still have, you know, dreams and stuff like that, just like a lot of other people do. So if I'm up for an hour or so at night, I make sure I sleep an extra hour or whatnot, you know, during the day. But you're right about that. That's the biggest part of when we grow is when we're asleep. Just like my inflammation, my swelling and stuff in my leg, man. I can be swole up as a big old pig, but by the time I wake up, everything's gone. You know, your body's had time to shut down and repair itself.
Okay, so now tell us exactly, because a lot of people will be like, what the heck is, you know, the gains that you are involved in? What, you know, there's people are probably thinking, you know, well, I've seen powerlifting before. I've seen the world's strongest man. So yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, parasports is, honestly, it's just like every other sport. It's just for people with disabilities. Like the couple of videos that I put up over my powerlifting events last week, you know, our feet don't touch the ground. Our legs are strapped to the bench. You know, I compete against people who have lower extremity issues. So parasports is amazing. The Paralympics actually shown for the first time when they were in Tokyo last. If you haven't got to watch any videos, just go in there and Google Paralympics, parasports. I throw disc, shot put. The only difference is I don't spin. I throw from a throwing frame. It's a frame that's just been customized, built for me. It is ratcheted. It is anchored to the ground so it doesn't move. And then when I sit into it, I'm anchored onto the chair so I can throw with full force and not have to worry about falling over. Not everybody in parasports throws from a throwing frame. It just depends on what your disabilities are. But they have every sport, just like the Olympic has. They have swimming, shooting, biking, racing, track and field events, powerlifting. It's the same. They just have things modified so it's safer for us to compete. It's still grueling. I mean, you still have to lift. You still have to train. You know, it's not just because it's for people with disabilities. That doesn't mean that we're not out here busting our ass every day. You know, this is kind of like a chill day for me, but it's something else. We have power. We have soccer, rugby, basketball, wheelchair basketball. That wheelchair rugby is something else, man. I actually got to see a real match face to face, and they don't play, man. They ram them wheelchairs into each other, and if you're not careful, you get busted up a little bit. But it's, I mean, we have an amazing time doing it. We have fun doing it and meeting other people with disabilities like ours, man. You know, you're always finding new tricks to the trade on how to take care of yourself.
Now, you know, I've interviewed several NPC bodybuilders, IFBB pros, Jimmy Mentis. I've had Mr. Sharu. He actually has the second biggest bodybuilding show in the world, the Sharu Classic. He was on. I've had Mr. Jay Cutler, Mr. Olympia four times. But being an athlete is a 24-hour-a-day job.
It is. You know,
and meal prep, cooking, shopping. A lot of people don't realize that this is a job. You know, this is what you do. And it's not cheap.
Oh.
So how do you, besides feeding six kids and your beautiful bride, how do you, you know, obviously there, you get some supplements from the sponsors, but they're not going to pay for your food. So how do you afford doing what you do?
Well, that's a big thanks to Justin Myers. You know, he donates $200 a month to me now, which actually helps out. you know, whenever it comes to training costs and stuff like that and competition costs. He's a prior Olympian himself, as you know. That was one of the things that me and him sat down and talked about. It's just like, man, I'm going to donate this, man. I know what it's like, you know, cost of training and nutrition and stuff. Yeah. You know, man, the nutrition part of it, man, that's just where we fit in our budget. You know, I'm medically retired. You know, my wife has got a nice job. Her diet plan's not that far away from mine. You know, she works out and stays healthy and stuff like that herself. And thankfully the kids are really not that picky. So, okay. You know, it's, you know, being able to push some of the habits off on them too, as well, is great, man. But it is the diet part of it. I can go to the grocery store for 2 weeks and easily spend $400. You know, just from the ground turkey and the chicken and the rice and, you know, the vegetables and stuff. And people think, well, wait a minute, that's really not, you know, yeah, it adds up. It definitely adds up. You know, that was a 3-pound pack of ground turkey, the 93.7 runs about $14 right now. And I'll go through a whole container of that in a day and a half. So you have to sit there and count up 14 days. Okay, one container is a day and a half. You still got 7 more containers to go. You know, and that's just 2 meals out of the day. I'll go through a pack of 60 eggs.
Yeah.
In 10 days.
And the price of eggs doubled almost. Because I got a friend, he owns a restaurant. He's like, the price of eggs has almost doubled for it. Yeah. So it's not cheap. So now that's going to go to our last question. How do we support you? How can we support your mission? And how do we find you?
Well, I'm all over the place. Facebook, Brian Big Country Conwell, or Sergeant Big Country. Instagram, Sergeant Big Country. TikTok is Sergeant Big Country Official. You know, number one, I want to give the shout out to the sponsors. If y'all hit the Linktree link in my bio, that takes you to all my sponsors, promo code BigCountry25 across the board. You know, Nick Valentine just got through putting together a fundraiser that I'm going to be sharing out later today that he has started up for me. There is a Venmo within the link tree that if people just want to make small donations here and there, they can do that through Venmo. I have a separate account with Charlotte Credit Union that, you know, all my competition and stuff, even my merch, the people that get our merch, all that extra that goes into this account that helps pays for competition fees, travels and hotel, because it does. It's expensive to get out there. Yeah, I was fortunate this year getting picked up for a camp before the Desert Challenge that was by the Paralympic Committee. You know, ended up paying for everything. Some of these competitions, just travel and hotel stays around $1,700. But that depends on where you're going, though, too. But there's that way to link up with us and whatnot. We'll have some more fundraisers going on through the year. I know Planet Fitness is fixing to do one for me here really soon. They've done a T-shirt with our logo and their logo on there. That's going to be going in 4 different gyms for about a couple of months just to help raise some funds and whatnot. People want to throw fundraisers or something like that, all they have to do is get a hold of me and we'll set something up. Like I said, I'm fixing to post one that Nick Valentine just got through creating for us. Pretty cool Army veteran, owns a semi-pro basketball team down in Texas. He's a big entrepreneur, really cool guy.
Sergeant Nick is a guy I was talking about earlier. He also owns Operation Phantom Support. So definitely check out Nick Valentine.
Absolutely.
Shout out. Love you, brother. Okay, so now talk to us about this competition coming up and what you got coming up in the future.
All right. So August 19th through the 28th at the ESPN Complex, Orlando, Florida, is the DoD Warrior Games. Is one of the biggest competitions of the year. all five branches, active duty and veterans with disabilities get together and form a team for their specific branch. Of course, I'm Team Army. We did invite Canada down this year, so we're adding Canada to the mix, which is going to make it even bigger. So we'll be down there for a couple weeks competing against the different branches. Same events, shot put, disc, track and field, swimming, shooting, basketball, volleyball, rugby, just like anything else in parasports. It's one of the big ones of the year. Actually, my last competition for the year. I go into my off season after that, which is the 1st of September, getting ready to do this again next year. I will be doing a lot of meets from the Track and Field Association, which I'm a member of. Those are sanctioned events throughout the states that keep our throws or your time records or whatnot on cue. Our main goal is to make it to the World Championships in 2024. We place there, then we make Team USA to go to the Paralympics in Paris. That's the end goal, is to make it to the 2024 teams. But there's, you know, we'll be doing the National Wheelchair Games again next year. Hopefully we'll be doing the Warrior Games again next year. You do have to compete for your spot on Team Army or Team Navy. You do have to compete for that. So we'll be geared up for the Army Trials next year, along with the Track and Field Associations. We'll be going back to Arizona for the Desert Challenge. That was an international competition. I took gold in men's disc against 12 other countries, which was, you know, being my first international competition, that was a big boost of confidence within myself. I trained really hard for that. And actually got to go out and train with a D1 coach from San Diego State. And Mr. Bill, his son was a 3-time Olympian. He trained him in men's disc. So we get to work with some amazing people. We got some really cool competitions coming up next year. And if I can, real quick, if you're a person with disabilities or a veteran with disabilities and you want to get into sports and stuff like this, please hit me up on my Instagram account. Shoot me a message so that way I can point you in the right direction. To get involved in this sports. It's absolutely amazing. The camaraderie is almost just like in the military. Yes, we're there competing with each other, but, you know, when we're not on the competition field, it's fun, it's laughter, you know, it's that camaraderie is actually there. Any way that I can get somebody in the position where I'm at right now, just hit me up. Love to help you out. I
also want you to give a big shout out to your coach, because I believe, you know, even the greats, like, I'm a big sports geek, you know, even guys like Tom Brady, they want to be coached up. Mm-hmm. You know, even, you know, Tony Robbins has a coach.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we all need coaches. So I know you gave a big shout out to your coach, and I don't remember her name. So can you please shout her out again?
So Adrian Wilson is my throwing coach. She is a 5-time world women's champion in the Highlander Games. She has taught me a lot about throwing. I also work a little bit with Joe Ken. He's my strength coach. He used to be the Panther strength coach. So big shout outs to him and his gruesome workouts that he sends over. And I tell you, they will beat you up. You know, and everybody else who's helped us out from there. Jackie Meggett, our coach at the VA, the Adaptive Sports Coordinator, he's taught us a lot as well.
All right. So, like I said, I just wanted, you know, I always want to give the shout outs just so people know that they're loved and appreciated, because a lot of people, they don't see the people behind the scenes. They just see the athlete, but they don't see the coaches that work just as hard getting them into shape. So I also want to give a shout out to our sponsors again. Physics Zero, guys, you can't get any better than that. If you love energy drinks, no sugar, no crash, tastes amazing. Robert Garcia, Robert, without you, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So thank you, Robert Garcia, the Warrior Strategist. He's everywhere. Check him out. And also, because you brought him up, I didn't bring him up, Savage Shakers. Thank you. Thank you guys for supporting us. We're a brand new company, but I think we got a lot of things coming up. We're trying to get into every GNC. We're trying to be everywhere. And we are a veteran owned company that are helping veterans. We're not putting money for putting our money where our mouth is at. So I just want to say, Brian, brother, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you, and you're truly amazing. And I'm actually just talking to you. I might start getting back involved in some kind of sporting, even though I have vision issues.
And, you know, and that's the part about para sports, brother, is that's one of our categories is vision impaired, man. You know, we have a category in para sports, so that way if anybody with any kind type of disability can come out and play. People with cerebral palsy, people with MS, people with amputations, people who can't hear, like yourself, people that have vision issues. You know, we have a way for everybody to compete. And if you want to compete, brother, I would absolutely love to get you to the National Wheelchair Games next year in Portland, Oregon.
Definitely. I'm thinking, you know, because like I said, I'm on the board of Savage Shaker. So maybe I'll have to show up and hang out. If you guys are watching this, please get back in the game. Stop sitting on the sideline, whether it's in business, whether it's in life, start competing again, you know, because when you're competing, you have something to look forward to. And like my t-shirt says, you know, today I decided to get up and compete to become one of the best podcasters in the world. And I decided to interview Mr. Brian and help him do what he does. So guys, like I said, the three most important words in the English language are today I decided. And guys, like I always leave with a quote from Mrs. Oprah Winfrey. She says, if you want to help yourself, help somebody else. So guys, please, if you know anybody out there that's struggling, reach out to them today, because you just might save a life. Brian, I'm so grateful and honored to be your friend, man. And this was fun.
Here, brother.
So guys, make sure you follow Brian. He's on Facebook, Instagram. He's everywhere. Make sure you follow him. Get some of his merch, because everybody loves cool merch. So pick up his merch. And also, you know, if you guys love energy drinks, pick up energy drinks, and it also helps him. So it's a win-win situation. All right, guys, I love you, and I will see you tomorrow. And remember, vertical momentum, the only way to go is butt up. Look at the guns, baby. It's the gun show. All right, Brian, have a great week.
You too, brother.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying our show, if you love what we're doing, if you would like to support us, we have a whole bunch of great stuff coming out. We have a brand new t-shirt line that's coming out. Hats, coffee mugs, any kind of swag that lets your friends know that you support Vertical Momentum and you're always looking to get better. Also, we have our new coffee brand coming out. It's called Vertical Momentum Coffee. It's ass-kicking coffee, and it will get you moving in the morning. So guys, if you're interested, go to www.richardkaufman.net. Check us out, leave us a note, tell us what you'd like, and we'll actually send it to you. The new website is being built. So if you guys want to, our book is out there on Amazon. It's called A Hero's Journey from Darkness to Light. Definitely check it out. It talks about my story, but it also talks about how to survive depression, how to survive addiction. All right, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for always supporting our mission, which is to save lives.